This is TLV1.
You are listening to Carol Cameron.
This is Radio TLV1, and you are listening to The Sounds of Cold Cambridge. My name is DJ Antiphasis, and we're here with a very, very special show today. As you know, we're always bringing you the best in Israeli and Jewish music, and I am delighted to welcome on today's show one of Israel's most talented, one of my favourite, actually, kind of more rock musicians. Welcome, Uri Moore.
Woohoo!
Uri, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
So we're going to be with Uri today. Uri has he's just released a brand new album. We'll be talking about that. And I think, you know, before we start talking about you and your life and your music, let's just get right into the music.
Let the music speak, man.
Exactly. That's that's what we do here, you know. We're about the music. So do you want to introduce this track?
No, let it roll.
Okay.
Let it roll and we'll talk about it later.
Okie dokie. This is Yom Echad Nistakel Achora V'Nitzchak. One day we will look back and laugh.
יום אחד נסתכל אחורה ונצחק על שנים של היסוסים, איך בזבזנו את הזמן בחיפושים. יום אחד נסתכל אחורה ונצחק, איך שכחנו להרגיש, איך הרגנו את עצמנו סתם כל בוקר על הכביש. אבל עד היום הזה נסתכל קדימה, נסתכל קדימה ו... יום אחד נסתכל אחורה ונצחק, נחבק את החיים, נלקק את הפצעים. יום אחד נסתכל אחורה ונצחק, שכחנו אהבת אדם, שפכנו דם, דם, די דם, די דם. אבל עד היום הזה נסתכל קדימה, נסתכל קדימה ו... אבל עד היום הזה נסתכל קדימה, נסתכל קדימה ונבכה. Kadima,
So this is Radio TLV1, Cold Cambridge, and the special show today with Uri Moore. Welcome, Uri.
Hello. Hello again.
So it's really, thank you so much for coming in. Great to have you with
us
today.
I'm happy to be here.
Tell us about yourself, you know, for the listeners who aren't familiar. I mean, we have played your music, you know, way back in the day on the show when we were based in Cambridge.
The good old Cambridge days.
Huh? Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, when did you start getting into music and what took you there?
Okay. I was born in 75, which makes me 40. I started music in high school. I had all these like high school bands, and then coming out of the army, I started a new band. We were called Babe, in which I wrote the lyrics and the songs. We had one album out, and then a few years later, I released my first solo album known as Tzad Bayom, A Step Per Day. Mm-hmm. And I write very slowly, so it took about 7 years for the new album to come out, which is the one we're celebrating today, Tzad Bayom. In Israel, as a musician, you also need a job. So I worked a long time for the music industry as a roadie and stage manager. And for the last 8 years, I'm a tour guide, both in Israel and abroad. And music was always like a professional hobby next to it. I really realized I won't make a living out of it, but I'm not going to stop doing it. So every few years, I record, I release an album, we perform a bit, and we keep on going.
Great. And of course, as you mentioned, you're a tour guide. All the best people are tour guides, I think, as a second career, right?
Yeah, of course. Tour guides are the best people in Israel.
Exactly.
Undoubtedly.
And in fact, for the listeners, Uri and I ended up working together at some point. It's a small world in Israel, isn't it?
Yeah, we found ourselves on two buses driving around in Israel.
Exactly. So the new album, Eretz Ir. What are you telling me about the name of that? What does that mean? Where does that come from?
Okay, there's a few angles to it. Okay. First, Eretz Ir is a game we play in Israel. Okay. So when you have like long car rides and you want your kids to shut up and you give them a game to do or something, it's a child game we play in which you pick a letter, random, and you have some categories. You need to fill a word that starts with that letter. Let's say a name of a country, a name of a town, a profession, some kind of plant, some kind of... animals, etc. And
okay.
Then whoever finishes first, all the categories in one letter wins the round, and then you continue to a different letter.
Okay.
And so it's a game, and it's kind of a playful album. I would say there's a lot of different experiments and different kinds of music. I'm having fun with music.
Right.
And also, this album has a lot of country influence, and Eretz Ir is a translation of urban country. Mm-hmm. Because I have some country influence, but I'm living in an urban city. Very Tel Avivian, I would say.
Right.
So I don't know where this country influence came from, but it can be heard in some of the songs. So okay. It's both urban country and a child game, and everything combined into Eretz Ir.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, I think we'll have to play the game. Maybe not right now, but you know, we'll play the game in the middle of the show, and maybe we can.
Yeah,
play
let's train.
Exactly. We can play it with the listeners as well, and you can get back to us with your answers. We're looking forward to that. And the first song that we opened up with. Right, do you want to just tell
it's
us
called
a little
bit Yom Echad Nistakel Achora V'Nitzchak.
Right.
There's a saying in Hebrew, well, probably in all languages, they say one day we look back at this and laugh. And my question is, why do we have to wait until that day? Why can't we laugh at things right now, in real time? Why do we have to be so miserable, wait for time to pass, look back and say, yeah, it wasn't that bad. I wish we could have that feeling of satisfaction in real time and not just looking back at it.
Yeah, that's a nice message. I think I can support that.
Yay.
Yeah, indeed. And so, indeed, let's continue to enjoy life in real time with another song from the album.
Cool.
This one's called Baby.
Yeah, it's a duet with an amazing singer called Tamar Eisenman.
Okay.
We wrote it together, and it's kind of a nice country duet.
Okay. Well, let's enjoy life in real time. Here is Baby by Uri Moore and Tamar Eisenman.
חשבון לחשמל אני יודעת אתה מתאים לי
בייבי מספיק עם כל המייבי תשים את ליבך בליבי אני רוצה בלון לחמצן כמו גיטרה ליד כמו ספה לחתול כמו פינה לעיגול כמו קרטון לנווד
Like country music and slide Bonnie and Clyde You're always around me
Maybe I'm speaking cold
This is TLV1 and that was Baby by Uri Moore. Beautiful track, Uri.
Thank you very much.
So how did that end up happening, the duet with
Tamar? As I said, I write really slowly. It takes me years to finish songs. I had the chorus and I couldn't figure out what this song was about yet. So I called Tamar over, she's a friend, and we kind of jammed. And like, you know, you come and there's nothing and 2 hours later there's already a song. It's amazing. An amazing process, this brainstorming.
Right.
So two hours later, we had she changed the music a bit. She added some chords, and we ping ponged the verses together, and a beautiful baby came out of it.
indeed. And so you've got some English on the track there. So do you use English when you're singing as well?
I grew up bilingual, and because I also guide in English, so sometimes I think parallel, and sometimes lyrics will come originally in English.
Right.
Sometimes I would try to translate them into Hebrew, but sometimes I would rather leave them as they are because I think they make, I mean, it's more natural how they came out, and I would work this song around it. So I don't have a problem with mixing Hebrew and English in the middle of the song. I believe both people in Israel will understand both languages.
Right. How come you grew up bilingual?
My grandmother was South African and my parents were like career parents. So I spent a lot of time at my grandmother's when I was young.
Uh-huh.
So, and she spoke, her default was English. So.
Right.
It kind of happened.
But you didn't get the South African accent?
No, I didn't. She didn't also.
Okay. Well, so, and we've geared up now, ready to play the game.
Oh, really? We're doing it now?
Why not? There's no time like the present.
Excellent.
Here. We're going to play it live on Cole Cambridge. You can play it with us at home. So, as Uri was explaining it, basically he has to say a letter in the alphabet. And I've got a little table written down here. You've got one as well, Uri?
No, I don't. But... It's we have country, we have city, we have
animal, plant, and profession.
Animal, some kind of vegetation, and plant, and profession.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've all got to like get them as quickly as possible. We'll do one in English and maybe one in Hebrew. Let's do it live on air. Okay.
In order to choose a letter, what happens is I will go A, and then it'll go in my mind B, C, D, E, E, F, G. And the moment you say stop, that's the letter.
So okay.
You're going to stop me randomly at one of these letters.
Okay.
And then good luck to us. Well, let's do one together or we're going to compete? Let's compete, see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
All right. Okay, dog. Ready?
Yeah.
A.
Stop.
O. O is terrible.
O.
Auckland. No, Auckland, is that an O?
No, that's not a country.
Okay, country.
It's not Australia, that begins with an A.
No.
There must be a country that begins with an A. Are we really bad?
Old something.
I keep thinking of states in America.
We could choose an easier letter.
I'm determined to find a country that begins with O now. Oman
is a city.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's Oman. It's in the Arabian Peninsula. Yes, we've got it.
We have a country. Oman.
We have a country. All right. City.
Orlando.
City. Orlando. All right. Animal. Orangutan.
Yeah.
All right. Plant. Orange.
Tall.
Profession.
Optician. Orangutaner.
Orangutan.
I orangutan stuff around here.
Excellent. Okay, should we do one in Hebrew?
Why not?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Aleph.
Stop.
Reish.
Okay.
Romania. Roshanikra.
Russia.
Russia? Okay.
Roshanikra. Okay.
Roshanikra is not a city, but Roshpina.
Rishon,
yeah.
Rishon Sion. Animal. Oh, I'm not good on animals in Hebrew. Rabbit.
So I sound like I'm a dentist, you know.
We've got two tall guys here who can't think of an animal in Hebrew.
Sounds with a rish. Whatever.
Okay. Plant.
Rachat lakum. It's not a plant. Rotem.
Rotem. Rotem midbar.
Yes.
Okay. And a profession.
Rofe. Yeah, doctor.
Okay. Any listeners who can come up with an animal in Hebrew.
It starts with an R. You'll get a prize.
Okay. So let's get a little bit into your influences, Ori. Going to play some songs in the show, also not your own songs that have influenced you somehow, songs that mean something to you. And the first one you've chosen is Giddy Gov, Derech Eretz. You want to tell us why you chose that song?
Giddy Gov has been a part of my life. When we started about talking about doing this show, you told me bring songs that influenced you, which was interesting for me to think about it, because you think they're always in your mind, but when you have to decide which are the five or six songs I'm going to bring. And Giddy Gov, he was a singer, he's an actor, he's like somebody I followed all my life. And he released kind of like a rock and roll album when I was in my, not even teens, I think. And one of the people that made me look at him and say, wow, I want to be like that. I want to play rock and roll with like massive guitars and like massive drums. And this is what I want to do when I grow up. So, I don't know, I have a good connection to that song because it's one of the songs that made me be a musician. And a rock and roll musician.
Well, we'll play it for you guys at home, and maybe it'll make some of you to decide to become musicians as
yes.
well. This is Giddy Gov with Derech Eretz.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's Radio TLV1, Cold Cambridge Special with Uri Moore. Uri, how are you doing?
Still finding trying to find an animal that starts with a rage, but so far, so good.
Yeah, we're still struggling on that one. But what can you do? By the end of the show, we'll get there. So that was Giddy Golf with Derek Eretz, and of course, the nice connection to the album Eretz here,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So a nice one to play. So Uri, you were saying that, like, outside of your own music, you work as a roadie with other musicians. What sort of musicians do you work for?
Well, I worked for almost a decade doing both Israeli musicians. I was working for Ehud Banai and Barry Sakharov and almost everybody, actually.
Wow.
Mashina, Monica Sex. The list goes on and on and on in a full decade of a small country.
Yeah.
I also got the honor of working with Matisyahu when he came to Israel.
Oh.
In the first tours, I was like his local roadie whenever he came, before he went like really big and came with a massive production. I worked with Roger Waters, with Tori Amos, with a lot of international acts coming in as a stage manager.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
You don't do that anymore?
Hardly. I mean, Israel is like a very small music scene. So after doing this for a decade, I've kind of done all of it. So
right.
It's just repeating the same venues again and again with the same artists. It became a bit boring, so I do it like once a year in Yom HaTzmaut, you know, where I'll do a standing for a guy that is doing both productions. So
mm-hmm.
I'll take one on Yom HaTzmaut, but apart from that, I'm out of it.
And I'm curious, you know, because sometimes when I've interviewed people on Cold Cambridge, you know, and listeners will know that I also make music, I sometimes feel like saying, let's do something together or something like that. You know, when I'm meeting very famous people, but I never really do. But did you ever kind of, you know, work with these artists and be like, you know, I'm Uri Moore, you may have heard my stuff and feel like doing something, ever come up?
You mean like with the international acts? No.
Yeah. No, but these
no. Yeah. I worked with these artists for a long time and, you know, it's like a small country, so there's not a lot of hierarchy. So, you know, you're on first name basis with everybody.
Right.
So a lot of them actually contributed to my albums. Barry Sakharov played a guitar solo in one of my albums. He produced a song. Arkady Duchin played piano. Efrat Gosh played xylophone.
Wow.
Shannon Street from Dag Nachash, she did some rap in one of my albums. So a lot of people came and contributed to the album.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, I think it's time. Let's get back to the album, and the next track we're going to play is Noten Lezerge Shvuaim. Give it 2 weeks, give it a fortnight.
Exactly, a fortnight's notice.
Yes. What's this song about?
It's a very Tel Avivian song. Tel Aviv is mostly a singles city.
Yes.
You're either single or divorced in Tel Aviv. People who do get married usually move out. And it's kind of one of the reasons that there's like an abundance in Tel Aviv, and you're never satisfied. You always think you can get a better offer, right? So relationship will, in average, last about 2 weeks. After 2 weeks of the first flash of enthusiasm, you kind of, okay, now I actually have to maintain a relationship. Better end it and start something new and exciting. So this week is called 2 Weeks Notice, and it's about that, about this problem of maintaining a relationship more than 2 weeks.
And on the subject of 2 weeks, I recently discovered that Americans don't use the term fortnight.
No,
because I was using it in one of my tour groups, and they were like, what's a fortnight? So
why is the night inside a fort, man? Who put the night in the fort?
Yeah, this happens to me every now and again, you know, when I use these words which I just assumed were international, but they're not. So 2 Weeks Notice, a song about relationships in Tel Aviv by Uri Moore.
שבועיים, שבועיים עד שהאש תיחבא. אני אוהב אותך, אבל אני נותן לזה שבועיים, ותאמיני לי, שבועיים זה הרבה. אומרים שאנחנו מתאימים כמו דג למים, אבל במקרה הטוב אני נותן לזה שבועיים, שזה שבוע פעמיים. מותק, אני רוצה אותך כאן ועכשיו, אני נשאב במעבולת התשוקה, מאוהב בחיוך שלך, באיך שאת נושמת, מכור לתחושה המתוקה. אבל כל הדברים האלה שעושים אותך מושכת, סופם שיעצבנו אותי יותר מהכל, יותר משבועה.
הבית שיהיו לנו חיים ארוכים נפלאים אבל שבועיים לא הספיקו לגלות כי כל האהבה שלנו היא לא תעזור מהרגע שנפגשנו אנחנו בספירה לאחור ואת הזמן אין מי שיעצור ראשון הראשון הראשון ודי רק שנינו בעיר הריקה לא הספקנו לישון אבל אני נותן איזה שבועיים שבועיים עד שהאש תיחבא אני אוהב אותך אבל נותן איזה שבועיים ותאמיני לי שבועיים זה הרבה אומרים שאנחנו מתאימים כמו דג למים אבל
Radio TLV1 Cole Cambridge special with Uri Moore, and that was Notenet Teshvuayim. Uri's getting into the hip hop in the background. Avi Masika from Shkunat HaTikva.
And also, this microphone has really cool basses. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'd be the expert on that. Uri came in here, he was like, there's a delay on the microphone. I was like, I never noticed that.
Yeah, we were bored in the studio, we noticed stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So Notenet Teshvuayim, very different kind of sound to the other two tracks, like a much more kind of harsh sound, right?
Yeah, more rhythm and blues. This album is a mixture of, I mean, there's a Mizrahi song, there's like a Casio ballad, like a small lo-fi ballad, some country music, some Balkan music. When a song is born, I look at it and ask, where you want to go? And he picks a style and I follow it, even if it's not the style I'm used to.
Cool. Well, it was definitely a big song. We enjoyed playing it. And is that something that you feel you live on a day-to-day basis? You give it 2 weeks?
It depends on what. Let's say the song I wrote a long time ago. And,
right.
It was something I was like proud of at that time, and now it's like, oh, I'm stuck with it. So I still live the same, but refer to it differently, I would say.
And I mean, as you said, you live in Tel Aviv, and that's part of the Tel Aviv lifestyle. Do you feel like you're a Tel Avivi?
Because
you weren't born here, right?
I was born next to Tel Aviv in Ramat HaSharon. I think Tel Aviv, after a long time, can be very tiring. It's a very demanding city. There's like all the time you have FOMO.
Right.
I mean, every given moment they're like, oh, there's so many cool things going on. And in the beginning, it's very tiring because you try to do everything all the time. And people grow tired of Tel Aviv and they move out. I think the fact that my job takes me out of the city and out of my home for long periods very often makes me fall in love with Tel Aviv every time when I come back.
Mm.
Otherwise, I would probably already move out. I've been living here for 18 years already. So, but I like to miss it and I like coming back to it.
Yeah, I can identify with that, actually. It's, absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Exactly. And in a city that otherwise would have been maybe too much. So I like these short breaks.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you travel a lot around the country. Is there anywhere particularly you enjoy visiting with your tourists?
There are many. I love the old city of Jaffa,
because
I think it's full of really good stories.
Yeah.
I love the beautiful hikes in the Golan Heights, especially a stream called El Al, which is a beautiful hike in which you can jump into water and jump from rocks into water pools, which is fun.
Nice.
I think there's so many cool stuff that literally my jaw dropped and I said, I can't believe this country is so beautiful. You know, I was flying all the way to New Zealand to see things, and then I went to hiking in the Elat Mountains and I was amazed by the beauty, which is so close to us.
Yeah, the Alap Mountains are really, really stunning. And people don't get there very much because...
Hardly. They go to Eilat and they just, you know, R&R in Eilat.
Exactly.
Not realizing they can do like a half-day beautiful hike.
Yeah. Yeah. So next time you go to Eilat...
Hike.
You know who to call.
Yep.
Uri Moore. He likes doing the hikes in the Eilat Mountains. And it is really, really beautiful. Speaking of beautiful, next song... kind of one of your influences you wanted to play us is by Ehud Banai, Shechikiti Lach Al HaSafsal, when I waited for you on the bench, right?
Yeah, let me say a few words about this song.
Sure.
I have a very strong connection to lyrics. This is why maybe I write so slowly, because I have a lot of self-criticism. And so when I find songs which I really like the lyrics, I will totally be, I don't know, addicted to him. And Ehud Banai, who is a singer and an amazing poet, he does something beautiful here. He talks about an experience of a young boy waiting for his mother in the clinic through the magazines he's reading. All kinds of facts that he got from the magazines in the waiting room of a clinic, which build a song. And he makes you realize that his mother is sick, something is wrong with her, because they have to keep coming back to this clinic all the time. And this illness is like a huge presence in the song, although he doesn't actually talk about it. He doesn't talk what happened to her, what she has, what happened eventually, if she made it, she didn't make it. He puts you in an area which, you, as a grown-up, you realize that there's something really wrong in this situation, but he experiences that as a boy who is fascinated by the facts he's reading in the magazines.
Hmm.
And the fact that he can relate from, like, to become a young boy for this song, and to also, as a listener, you become that young boy, but as an adult, you realize there's something much bigger behind that he's deliberately not addressing. And something about this fascinates me. I love the lyrics of this song, so...
Okay, fascinating indeed. Well...
I hope, you understand enough Hebrew to... those who are listening to understand the song, but
and if you don't, then you can Google the song lyrics online and use Google Translate, and you'll get an idea as well. So Ehud Banai, Shechikiti Lach Al HaSafsal.
Nifgashnu lifnot boker al tayelet shomema. האם היה זה מקרה או כוח עליון? כשחזרנו הביתה על פנינו הם חלפו, שיירות צבא בדרך ללבנון. האם ידעת שאז בשנת 82 היו שבעה ליקויי חמה ולבנה? קראתי על זה בחוברת מדע לנוער, כשחיכיתי לך על הספסל במרפא. יצאנו מהאבל אל החתונה, בשמיים היו שבעת הליקויים. האם ידעת שזה קורה פעם ב-18 שנה, וזה ימשיך כך לנצח נצחים? איבדתי בדלת, חיכיתי לסימן, קיוויתי שתהיה לנו תרופה. קראתי בחוברת להעביר את הזמן, כשחיכיתי לך על הספסל במרפא. איך יהיו בני הדברים כשהאלף ייגמר והחדש ייפתח, חלום בלהות או אופקים חדשים? אני רוצה להיות שם איתך. בשנת 2000 הביטי לשמיים, יהיו שבעה ליקויי חמה ולבנה. קראתי בחוברת מדע לנוער, כשחיכיתי לך על הספסל
במרפא.
Radio TLV1, Cole Cambridge, here with Uri Moore on today's special. Still looking for an animal that begins with Resh. And we were just listening there to Ehud Banai. Very special song indeed. Shekhiti Lach Al Hasafsal. Thanks for sharing that with us, Uri.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, beautiful song. So we're going to go back now to your album, and the next song we're going to play is called Chutz Mimech.
Yeah, Chutz Mimech, Nothing But You.
Nothing But You, talking to a lady.
Yes.
Okay. So what's this song about?
It's a love song. Mm-hmm. It's a relatively new one. It was written while traveling. I got in Georgia, the ex-Russian Federation, not the state in the U.S.
Yeah.
And I was exposed to a lot of different kind of music there, a lot of accordions and more Balkan-ish, and it's a song of a weary traveler who just, you know, wants to settle down with the one, which is kind of me,
right.
I would say. It's the latest one, so I mean, it's the one that reflects me as I am right now in the best way, I would say. And it's fun. I got a lot of friends to come and play clarinet and saxophones and horns, all kinds of horns, and well, it's like a kind of a circus song.
Okay. Oh, that sounds very fun. And in terms of looking for the one, what are you looking for? Maybe we can find a listener. Maybe we can find a listener.
Let's turn it into a matching show.
Yeah, exactly. Called Cambridge. We can do the shidduch. We're here in Israel.
Yeah, of course. I don't know. First, we need someone who doesn't mind me traveling a lot.
Mm.
And many other things, other qualities.
There we go. I've managed, as an English person, I've managed to make the Israeli blush.
Totally. Not common.
So we'll leave you to imagine Uri's one, and this is a song dedicated to her, Chutz Mimech.
כל מה שאי פעם רציתי ביד חוץ ממך. כל הנחוץ לתיקו של נווד חוץ ממך. כל העולם בידיים שלי חוץ ממך. כל העולם על הזין שלי חוץ ממך. כל מדרכה שליקקתי בלילה הרק. כל מחשבה שחלפה בראשי בהבזק. כל החוסם את שורו בדישו עמלק. שלא הענק לי ודאי מדבק. ואולי זה השביל שניתן לנו. בוא נלך, בואי נלך. ואולי אבטר על הכל חוץ ממך, חוץ ממך, חוץ ממך. זוכרים את יופייך. כל הדרכים שהלכו בן כולם חוץ ממך. כל הנחלים מובילים אל הים בליבך. זמן נגיעה לשעה בשקיעה ונלך. ואולי זה השביל שניתן לנו. בוא נלך, בואי נלך. ואולי אבל ממך.
כולם חוץ ממך כל הדרכים מובילות אל הים בליבך זמן מגיעה לשעה משקיעה ונלך ואולי זה השביל שניתן לנו בוא נלך בואי נלך ואולי אבטר על הכל חוץ ממך חוץ ממך ואולי זה השביל
Radio TLV1, and that was Uri Moore with Chutz Mimech, a special show dedicated to his new album. And I just want to remind the listeners, if you want to get in touch, requests at colcambridge.com, tweet at colcambridge, facebook.com/colcambridge, and you can go to our website at colcambridge.com and fill in the contact form. If you think you may be a suitable suitor for Uri, we can forward that on. That's not a problem at all. Bless him, bless him. He's gone all bashful over here in the corner. But a very fun song, very fun song. So thanks for sharing. And, you know, good luck. Yeah, we all find them eventually. So you say you also travel abroad.
Yes.
And you've seen this influencing your music in other ways other than your trip to Georgia?
Yeah, I mean, first I gather, like, more instruments, which I'm fascinated with and I want to combine it with my music. Second, when I travel, when you're out of Israel, I relax more and it allows me to write, which sometimes here in a stressful environment, I write less. But when I'm outside and abroad and my mind is more free, mm-hmm. it opens up. So sometimes I actually write about experiences that I have abroad and I put them into the songs.
And is there anything about your music you think makes it Israeli?
The lyrics. I mean, that's me looking at Israel as an Israeli. My first two albums were more like relationships. And this album is me looking at the country where I'm at and trying to figure out where we're going and what got us here. Being a guide, studying our history, added a lot to my writing as well. Because I realize now that wherever we're going through in Israel is kind of like a... It's a loop which keeps going on and on and on. You can look back at history and find events which are happening today. And and I got interested in an artistic way, starting to write about it, which is newer to me because it used to be much more personal to me in my life.
Cool. Well, we're going to play another one of your influences now, the last one. This is an interesting guy, Tuna.
Yeah.
Like, what's his deal?
All the other influences I chose were like things I grew up on, and right. Tuna is something which is current. A lot of the Israeli rap and hip hop I don't relate to so much because of the lyrics, because they're like idiotic lyrics, which is a part of the genre and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my cup of tea, I would say.
Yeah.
But Tuna. He writes differently. He's a voice of a generation. These are not rap songs about, you know, bitches and money. It's about being disappointed and frustrated from the world and how do you react to it, and growing up realizing that your dream or whatever everybody sold you is not the reality and how do you react to that. And he writes about it in a very honest way, which makes his lyrics very relatable to me and also really good music production behind it. So when I thought I was like getting too old for rap, for what's going on in rap, I just realized that maybe I just didn't hear the right guy. Mm. And Tuna is totally the right guy.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about being Israeli, this song is called Schnitzelim, which you can't get much more Israeli.
No, not at all.
Exactly. I was just telling Uri I'm having schnitzel for dinner.
And I envy you. I'm coming for dinner, man.
You're welcome. So, this is tuna with schnitzel in. It's very food focused.
יש ימים טובים, יש ימים של סרק בין לבין, יש ימים שמשגרים ממך אבק היום אני לא בסדר, מחשבות באומס יתר כן, למרות שאני גבר, לא תמיד אני חזק היום אני מבולבל ולא יודע מה לשאול היום אני לוקח בלי פרופורציה את הכל כל התוכניות שלי הפכו לתירוצים האוזן על השתק, הלב סגור לשיפוצים היום אני לא מגניב, אני יודע, מצטער מסלול הלא חזור מהספה למקרר מתחיל איזה עניין ואז מתחיל עניין אחר החיים הם חנייה ברוטשילד קל להיגרר אמרו לי בקטנה קצת שינה זה עובר אבל הראש נותן בראש מה יסתדר לא יסתדר ובמרוץ התובעני מול הזמן הבוגדני שוכח מי אני די הרבה די מהר אבל תן לי מיקרופון במה קהל ודי תן לי ערב עם החבר'ה עם הארק והיין וואלק תן לי כמה שניצלים ביום שישי תן לי סגור הכל לקחת רגע לעצמי תן לי מיקרופון במה קהל ודי תן לי ערב עם החבר'ה עם הארק והיין תן לי סוע לצפון נשים את השיר שלי כשהחלונות פתוחים ומי שירדי פתחתי טלוויזיה לא מזמן שם ראיתי גיבורי ילדות מוכרים את נשמתם ראיתי אלוהים שאין לו אלוהים ואנשים שונים שונים את מי שלא חושב כמותם ראיתי איך הקפטן מנווט אל הקרחון פרסומות עם ילדים רק בצבע הנכון ראיתי חליפות שהן מתחלפות והן משקרות והן מתחנפות מאשימות זו את זו בסירחון ראיתי איך הכסף מצמיא עולם בהרס עצמי בכל ערוץ בכל שעה כמעט כל ערב סתמי וזה אופי איך לי את הבטן מבפנים פתאום הרגשתי עודף בחוסר עונים הלכתי לאיבוד היום אני לא יודע איך לחזור הרמתי את נתתי לה לבאור זרקתי לאחור לרגע כל מה שעצוב וגם אם לא אמצן את הדרך על הזין לא חשוב העיקר תן לי מיקרופון במה קהל ודי תן לי ערב עם החבר'ה עם הארק והיין וואלה תן לי כמה שניצלים ביום שישי תן לי סגור הכל לקחת רגע לעצור תן לי מיקרופון במה קהל ודי תן לי ערב עם החבר'ה עם הארק והיין תן לי סוע לצפון נשים את השיר שלי כשהחלונות פתוחים ומי שירי עדי
This is Radio TLV1, Cole Cambridge, the best in Israeli Jewish music. Today featuring our special guest Uri Moore, and that was Tuna with Schnitzelim. Very fun. Now, we've got a fun song to finish with.
Totally.
What's this one called?
It's called Eize Kusit Hakala,
right?
Which means the bride is a babe.
Okay, what are you doing with this song, Uri? What's going
First,
on?
There's a culture in Israel of wedding songs.
Right.
Which are like pop dance hall wedding songs, not just emotional songs.
Right.
And everybody's doing that. And this kind of song started out as a joke, as a parody about wedding songs. And I actually got a really good friend and cool guy called Dudu Tassa, who's a very good musician, interested. And they said, wow, let's record this, actually. And I said, wait, why not? So recorded and we got a really good result and eventually became a single in the new album. So it's sort of a satire parody about other wedding songs.
And this is Mizrahit style. Is this that something you've done before?
Almost not. I mean, it's not the line of music I come from, but the border between like Mizrahit and pop and rock is now so blurred, you know, when everybody's taking different parts of each genre.
Yeah.
We see it a lot in Israeli rap and hip hop when you have a lot of Mizrahi in
it. Right.
And it works. It works great because this is the pop. This is Israel's pop, the Mizrahi.
Yep, certainly is. We love it here on Cold Cambridge.
Exactly. So why not have fun with it? I mean.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. Before we play the song, Uri, if the listeners want to stay up to date, buy the album, see you in live, how can they do that?
I think the best, easiest way will do contact me through Facebook. Mm-hmm. I have an artist page, which is Uri Mor in Hebrew. But you can contact me with my name in English, my regular page, U-R-I-M-O-R.
Okay.
Then I can refer you to my Bandcamp, in which you can buy the album. And I can also update you about upcoming concerts and stuff. I mean, so I'm guessing the easiest way is Facebook, if you want to hear my music, or if you want to book a tour in Israel when you're coming to Israel. So Facebook will be the easiest one, U-R-I-M-O-R. I also have two really amazing videos that we did for a couple of songs from this album. You're more than welcome to look for them on YouTube. That's Baby and Yom Echad Nistakel Achor V'Nitzchak.
Okie dokie. Well, without further ado, thank you so much for coming in. And we're going to leave the listeners with Ezekusi Takala.
So thank you very much. It was lots of fun being here.
I'm very much my pleasure.
And Yalla Balagan.
Yalla Balagan indeed.
איזה כוסית הלוואי עליי, איזה כוסית הלוואי עליי